Good morning. Okay, good morning.
Okay, we're in Shin Samach Vav Gimel. Habayis Sheminichim Baha Eruv, a house where they put the Eruv, Ein Tzarech Litein Pas. That house where they put the Eruv, he doesn't have to give his chalik in the bread to be considered Uruv with everyone else, to matir, carrying from one place to the other. Ein Tzarech Shia Be'eruv, Sharapruta, Eruv does not need to have a Sharapruta. Eminichin Oisai Bechotzer, El Babayas Shavuri Ladira. You don't put it in a Chotzer, it has to be in a house. Fuke Beishar, this is coming to exclude Beishar, like a guardhouse or something like that. Chsadra, or Machsan, or Peses, or a structure, any place where a porch, it has to be actually in a Beis Dira. It's not Shehebo Arba Amos or Arba Amos, has to be at least Dalad. A feel who should cut it, even if it's like a treehouse. I'm not sure I'm not sure if it's a plane or, okay, but it has to be a place where they sleep. I'm saying, Filu Shakotam, in Regilim, Litno Tami, Vibayis Yadua, if they always put it into one house, one specific house, Ein Lahem Lashanoso, they shouldn't just switch it around, Litno Vibayis Acher, Dakri Shalom. It's an interesting halacha, and it says that if it's someone's ruggle to have it in one house, you should not go ahead and move it to a different house, Stam, because they're going to think that look at the chosh of the guy. Why'd you move it? That the guy, the guy must be, they can't want to keep it in his house. So there's something wrong with the guy, or he's doing things which aren't peseder. So therefore, also the Mishnah Berurah says, however, it's a thing he paid for the right. Then you don't have to. Although some people still say afa pikein that. That even if it's even if he paid for it, it still doesn't it's still not right. Which is astonishing. It's a general din extrapolate to other mitzvahs as well. That if someone's ruggle to do a mitzvah, if you take that mitzvah away from him, then you can't take that mitzvah away unless it's obviously it's clear and explain what it was a temporary thing or the reason he can't do it anymore, whatever it is, because otherwise people will think that you took away his mitzvah because. There's something wrong over here. You can't, there's something wrong with him. Whatever. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chazal say, person, they can't be careful. You have to be careful to, someone's doing a mitzvah, even a mitzvah, the Rabbanan of Erevin, just putting it in his house, you have to be very nizar about how you deal with this. So Afilu, Katan Yachal Ligbos Erev Lakab, so Katan's allowed to go ahead and to make an Erev. Hagav Aminik Mizvan Azel Anich Erev Isaknesses. And the Rama says, and the minig is, and I don't know what to do nowadays, is to put it in a shul. Therefore, also you avoid the thing of Darkei Shalom, and you put it in the shul, and even the shul is, the reason why it's mutter, you don't need a Beit Dira, because the Rama says that there are Erevin at the din of Shituf Uvoz, there are a few nafkaminas between, it's called Shituf Mevuos and Eruv Echatzeros. And the Ramah says that all our Eruv is really, we call it an Eruv, but it really has a din of a Shituf, and Shituf doesn't need actual base zero to put it in. Because the point of Arvus, the idea of Arvus is that everyone can go ahead and make it kilu one big happy family over here. So therefore, if you have it in one house, everyone can walk in the house, can take, that's why, the house is open, we're all like one big family, so it's okay to carry from one to the other. Shituf is a little bit different. Shituf is just, okay, we'll see in a later simanim, but it works, the idea is a little bit different. Tzarech liten kol ha'eruv v'chli echad, you have to put in one kli, yichulku v'nasu m'shnei kelim, eino eruv, that's not called a good eruv, elim ken yismal ha'echad v'az mutter, unless it fills one, you have a really small kli and it fills the whole thing, hu shia shnei kelim v'vayis echad, that's as long as the two kelim would start in one house. Tzarech shalo yakbid shum echad mehem al eruvo, im yachalenu chavero. It has to be that people can't be mapped on each other if the other person would eat the eruv. In makpid, ain't no eruv. There's a hakpada, then there's eruv. There's any hakpada between. It's interesting. The Rambam even holds the Shittas Rambam is that even if an Erev Shabbos, someone will come to someone's house and ask him for some food, and the guy says, nah, I don't want to give you, that is bevatel the whole Erev. Because the idea of Erev is ein hakpados. Everyone's biyachad, and therefore you can carry. But if there's any kpeda between any of them, like kpeda comes to like, you know, come, you can eat my house, you can do whatever, then that doesn't you can't. Lachain tzarich lizayir shelo la'ari v'davar shetikin the tzarich Shabbos. Therefore, you shouldn't go ahead and you should not use like your challenge or something, or you know, or your lechem mishnah you need for Shabbos, because if someone's going to come and ask to have a pee, he will say, "I need it." What do you mean? I don't have lechem mishnah. I'm not going to. So it shows a certain any kpeda at all. It's mevata. We don't pass them like the Rambam, but the point being is that shouldn't be any kpedas. I wasn't sure if, let's say, it's something which I did see, even if it's something which is, let's say, it's a hechsher that not everyone eats, or you know, that even unless it's like mamish iser, it's okay. Meaning, it's a hechsher you eat, but this guy will never ever eat. It's still okay. The problem is you know, the issue is more the kpeda between people, not personal chumras. Ema arvim a prusa feel he gedola harve. You shouldn't use a prusa even though it's very large. Of a b'shleima, unless it's like a very big prusa, not like a little slice, not like a little, you know, piece. Of a b'shleima feel ktanim ma'od ma'arvin in a little roll, it's okay. Uvad shehebehem kol kach shehebehem kishir. Long as there's a shear. However, if it's missing enough, like it's, let's say it's a big bread and it's missing a large piece, that it's 1/48 of the shear of the thing, you can still, even if challah wasn't taken, you can go ahead and you can use it for the Eruv. However, if you, let's say it was broken and you took a, like we have by other Dinei Lechem Mishnah or Shalain, that if you go ahead and you take a skewer and you stick it from side to side to mechaber the two pieces together, then you can't tell it was cut off. It looked like one whole thing. Then even if it's not huge, you can go ahead. It's like a shalem. You can go ahead and do erev on it. That some say it doesn't mean you actually need a whole, you know, a whole roll, a whole challah. It means that altogether it should be a shir of pashalim. Therefore, the minig was to go ahead and get a little bit of flour from the house. And you go ahead and you make one big challah. It has to be that in the challah there's the Mishnah Mechetz. We'll see the shear there. I will be shenishtar min hakemach v'nasu mekulo chala. Even if there's a bit of the kemach left, I feel like we have the Erev, it's still an Erev. We didn't like, well, this guy, oh yeah, that guy here. We'll pick who's not going to be part of the Erev, it's still an Erev. We'll go and meilu echa mezaka l'kulam. V'hedu d'hachi n'nasu kimcha mitchila v'cheni reli. Even the midi was to go ahead and kill to show the Arabs, everyone should take a little bit, but al-Qupanim, if someone's a mezakeh for everyone, that's okay. And they're a little gar from this case where there's a little bit of what's it called left, the one's makbid, everyone's mezakeh for the other. Im echad mezakeh l'kulam, yachol alev l'ariv v'prusa. If one person's mezakeh for everyone, then taka, he's allowed to go ahead and to even take a piece, because there's no, as Mishra says, there's no Eva involved, because, you know, if someone comes to, like they want to go out and take, and they see, oh, it was taken before, it's not shelling, they're gonna get upset, and there's paters. But if it's, oh, you know that this guy is doing the rubs, doing it for the whole area, whatever it is, so then, And no one else, and you can even use a prusa because there's no kedus. No one's trying to say, hey, this is my part, this is my thing, or whatever. Ma'arvim apas oriz v'adashim avalov apas doichan. You can go ahead and make an eruv with rice cakes. Nagid, okay, again, it's right. But pas oriz v'adashim doesn't have to be actual bread. Avalov apas doichan, that can't be pas doichan because it has to be something which is normally eaten. Doichan is more like an animal food or whatever. People don't usually eat it. So therefore you shouldn't use it to make an eruv. Im echad b'nei achatzer, for I know that I understand, I think the minig is to use a piece of matzah. Let's see, that's the minig was to make the eruv on erev Pesach. Im echad b'nei achatzer roitzu litein pas b'shel kulam, someone wants to go ahead and give bread for everyone, shaper dami, that's okay. Uvashi is a kenu lahem ayudei acher, as long as he gives it to someone else. So you have to, because then you have to, zachin is the person you can't do mazakah for everyone unless you give it to someone else and he takes it, then that he makes a kinyan on it. That is, he becomes a shliach for everyone he's trying to, for the person he's it's a schus for, or it's for everyone, and therefore he's a shliach. And it's the mezakeh for everyone. So too, by here, you want to go ahead and make a mezakeh, the eruv, to everyone. You have to give it to someone else. And when you're zeicher, you only have to pick it up at tefach, which is stira, because the mechaber paskins that the kiyan hagba in Chosh Mishpah is three tefachim. Here, the poskim say, well, just to make an eruv, midaraisa, a tefach works, so therefore it's enough just to show a kilu, it's a kinyan, symbolic kinyan, which I don't really understand, because then why give it to anyone else? Like, either it's a kinyan or it's not. It's a little bit of a chiddush, Baruch Hoponim, that's a chayim kach gazru. You have to go ahead and give it to the mezakeh in mind for all the bnei chotzer or amavoi. And the rav, usually the rav does it. Anyone who's part of this eruv in the city, even anyone who moves in later, ish oyin she'afa pishul nizakeh befeirish. And toisim aleihem, even if it's not mezakeh befeir and say bepeh, leiv bezim masne aleihem, then that's understood. In the Tosfos diyor in achar shenismara eruv min hashir. However, if more people come after the eruv, it gets less than the sheer eruv. Tzarech lahoisif machamosan, meaning you always have to check and see that the eruv does not get less, because if it gets less, then they have to do a new zikui. When you do it by someone else's mezake, a person shouldn't give it to his little kids. Gemara says ketani, and shaila is, does ketani mean ketani mamish, like under bar mitzvah, or does it mean something al shulchano that they don't support themselves? So we're machmir for both. Afilim einam smuchin al shulchano, even if they're not something al shulchano, if they're ketanim, it doesn't work. But it doesn't, and not, you can't give it to Eved or Shifcha Kanan, because Yadam ki Yado. The problem over here by Katan and by Eved or Shifcha is that Yadam ki Yado, and therefore the zikui doesn't work. However, if he has older kids, he can do that. If you smuch him on shulchano, even if they're married, if there's samech on the shulchan, if he supports them completely, then and he can do it. The other shivchasu ivrim, I feel him ktanim, even if it's an eved ivri, even a ktanim, because it's not yodo ki yodo. While the ishto avishu malam zaynus, even though there's a din by ishto that yod isha kabayla, where he's supporting her, he gives her mazaynus. V'fil ein la bayis mechotzer. He's allowed to get it to his wife, even though he gives her what's required of his mezainis. he gives her clothes and houses her, feeds her. I feel ain't la bayis b'chotzer, even if she doesn't have any separate house, it's his house, that's okay. Some say if his kids are somichan, he's supporting them, he can't be mezakeh to him. Feel him gedolim, even if they're gedolim, because something to do with yado ki yadam, it has to do with the idea of support, and that if he's supporting them, then he can't be mezakeh to them, because it's mitziyasam, that their mitzia goes to him. Meaning, if they pick up a mitzia, then that goes to the person who's supporting, or that goes to the, you know, or the mitzias ishto. We'll see in the second v'alde ishto shemala mazainos. That mitzias ishto, any mitzia that they find, or they win a contest, or, you know, something like that, goes to the person who's supporting them. Or he says that go support yourself. That still doesn't help, because her mitzia goes to him. However, the poiskim over there, the sman, the taz, and the poiskim here, they all point out stam halacha min atzad, that this din of mitzias b'no bito, that if you're supporting them, goes to the parent. It says it's because of Ava, right? You're supporting them. They go ahead and they won the lottery. Well, you know, they're a millionaire. and they're, you know, strutting around fancy car, whatever it is, and you have to go ahead and, you know, be sure they have food every day. So there's a bit of Ava over there that, hey, wait a second, you know, I'm killing myself to support you, and you should at least, you know, okay, that's in some case, you should chip in. To pay help with the expenses. However, the police can say that if it's a chiyuv to do it, if it's a chiyuv to go ahead and to support these people, then the mitzia belongs to themselves. So therefore, children under six, according to Chazal, you have to support no matter what. Over six, nowadays, the police can do hold until they're 18, across the board. Moshe says it, Ravaj Yosef, the chuvas from the, here in Eretz Yisrael, chuvas from the Bez, you know, the Rabbanut, that all poskim across the board all say that you're chayav to support them until 18, for many different svaras, different reasons, but they all come to the same maskana. So therefore, it could be that if the kids do get a mitzvah, it would be theirs. Only if he's supporting a child, only if that was like part of the tanaim or something, I'm supporting you for a couple of years, then the mitzia would be theirs. Then the mitzia would be theirs. Otherwise, it goes to the person who's supporting. However, if it's his son who's not somichal shulchano, feel who katan, this shita holds, you're allowed to go ahead and give it to and mezaker al yado. But in a bito shebagra in a smuchal shulchano, and the isha she ain't a mile of mezainos, feel ain't a bayis mechotzer, if she's supporting herself, or nagid, she's the breadwinner of the family, meaning it's not like shituf, but she mamish, he doesn't have a job, he doesn't do anything, right? Not talking about, even if he brings in a little bit, it's not talking about this case. It's a case where, you know, it says the lashon of the Mishnah Melech is Ania Seicher, that she's a big businesswoman, and she mamish, like the balance is so, like she literally, like, you know, she's mamish in charge of the parnasa, and literally, you know, supports, takes care of everything. So then, Kun Mazak Al Yada, and therefore, don't use your kids, just give it to someone else. So, God, the Evans, some kind of Yamekel Be'eruv, the Lacha is the Yamekel Be'eruv, that if they're not Savichan Shulchano, or they're a Godel, you can be Mekel if there's no one else. Lechen godo sheish lo isha, alav isha samach al shulchan aviv, mezakin al yado, even if he's a godo, and he's married, and he stays, and he eats by his father all the time, he can mezakin al yado, filo chachila, vein tzarech leodia lo isam shezakin al him kodim Shabbos, you don't have to tell them about this, well no, I'm machmir, no, I'm machmir, you don't have to say anything, elim modiim b'shabbos mutar l'talto, that if you tell them, but if you know that they're, I don't know if they have different shitas, they're allowed to be b'talto, on Shabbos of a pikein, b'nei chabura shayim v'subin le'echol v'kiddush alein hayom. B'nei chabura who are sitting down, who are eating a suda, and suddenly they realize Shabbos came. Pas shalashulchan somchan le'ev mishum eruv. They can use the bread on the table for an eruv. Hush v'subin bebayis shumakom avroy laniach sham eruv. As long as it's a house where you can go ahead and you can leave an eruv. But the chotzer, lo, if they're eating out in the chotzer, then no. The ruah dimishan pasuk kishe b'shutzus be'echam in abatim, if they have a bunch of bread b'shutzus in one of the houses. Somchin el alav b'shum eruv. All they have to say, you know what? That bread will be for the eruv, and that's fine. Apotropa shel katan, a person who is in charge of a katan. Yachol la'arv biyado, he can do an eruv, he can agree to an eruv for the kid, even without his rishos. Mitzvah lachzer acher eruv yichatzeros, you're allowed to go ahead and to go after. To, it's a mitzvah. Sorry, not, so it's a mitzvah to try to go ahead and make an eruv. There's a special mitzvah to make an eruv. However, I do know that like I said, they. There's a discussion in Mishnah and Shuvos is should they make an eruv for people who are varyanim who don't care about eruvin. He said there's no mitzvah because you know you don't have to get go. I always make a chachil eruv, obviously fine. Person shouldn't make a bidyevit eruv just to be kind and say okay I made an eruv so they don't care about Torah mitzvahs. There's no mitzvah to go ahead and make a very bidyevit eruv to go ahead and to make and to just to say they won't carry. There's a mitzvah to make a chasher eruv. That's okay, but not to like just make kilo. Okay, well, at least it won't be over their ices or I don't know whatever. That doesn't, you know that's not going
to
help.
If trying to make an eruv like every week versus once a year.
No. I mean stam eruv, stam an eruv, make an eruv. It's a mitzvah to try to make an eruv. Not any time, every Shabbos, to have it every Shabbos, whatever. Make an eruv in the city, make an eruv in the area. Right, I'm talking about every Shabbos to make the Erev, every Shabbos, to make an Erev, stam. To set up an Erev in the city, set up an Erev in the area, in the neighborhood, in the building, whatever it is, it's considered a mitzvah. So therefore, that's the next step is Mevarach al mitzvah's Erev. It's a mitzvah, you make a bracha of al mitzvah's Erev, because there is a mitzvah to go ahead and to try to, and to, Chaim says it's a mitzvah to go ahead and try to make Erevin. Emos, Mevarach, Hushash, Mekabit, Soysav, Yisnei, a chotzer, then you make the bracha when you go ahead b'shashim mezakelahem. Either when you gather everything together, all the pieces of bread, whatever it is, or you're mezaket to him. But omer b'hadein eruva yeshraral shraralon lafuke laule min mabatim lechotzer min lechotzer labatim v'vayis l'vayis v'chol labatim shebechotzer. And this nusach you say in gavur eruv v'lo baruchu alav. If they collected the eruv, you're mezaket without making a bracha. Ein abracha ma'akeves, return the tiltul, you're allowed the taltel, you're supposed to go ahead and the taltel, but the bracha is not ma'akev, akuponim is a mitzvah to make an eruv, and therefore you should make the bracha, and we'll stop here.